Melnick in the Afternoon. Listen live weekdays from 3 to 7 on TSN 690.
All right, it's been a while since we chatted on game night with Knuckles Nyland, host of Off the Cuff, right here on TSN 690 between 1 and 3. How are you, Chris?
I'm good, buddy. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on? I sat in your seats in Boston. Thank you very much. That was man, you're lucky.
Yeah, those are nice seats to watch a hockey game in, you know, unless you have some asshole sitting behind you like I did in the playoffs and I had to straighten him out. But that was, you know, to be expected when you go to a game in Boston and they know you're a Montreal fan.
Yeah, you don't need the name Nylon on the back of a jersey for people to recognize you, do you?
No. And, you know, for the most part, people are good in there, but you always get one person in there who has drunk balls, and all of a sudden he opens his mouth, and then when you confront them, those drunk balls shrivel up into his throat.
But I mentioned when I return here to the studio, so you get the opportunity, you know, you're a former longtime player. It's a well-earned perk that you have. You have access to be able to sit and be exposed to the NHL circa 2015 and the speed and intensity and all of that. And it's something that a lot of us miss because we're stuck in the press box for almost every game. And it's something you really need to get down there at least once a year to remind yourself how fast it is.
For sure. You know, I say it all the time, how difficult it is to get a shot in this league. And, you know, I say that because things happen so quick down there. Again, a lot of people don't realize just how quick it is on TV when you're sitting way up top. And when you're down at ice level or close to it, you can see just how quick it is. You don't have a whole lot of time to make decisions. And the way it is now, the way everybody collapses down low into the front of the net when the puck gets up top there, there's not a whole lot of room to get that puck through all them legs down there. And that's why you see a lot of people, you know, at times missing the net. You're not missing the net on purpose. You're missing someone's leg so you don't hit their legs and send them on a breakaway. So, again, it is something different when you get down low.
All right. We have some rumors out there that I want to get to in just a second. But Gary Lawless, flying from Winnipeg to Nashville, was on your show yesterday after the Evander Kane blockbuster. And dealing with the character issue, here's some of what he told you.
The first year that he was there, he brought his girlfriend on the road. The guy said to him, look, you can't do that. We're here on business. You can't have your girlfriend at the hotel. You can't have her in your room. This is a business trip, right?
Get it.
You know? Plus all the other stuff that goes into that, Chris, that we don't have to talk about.
All right. I want to talk about this. Chris?
Yeah.
You can't bring your girlfriend on the road because you're a team and you're taking care of business, right?
Yeah, you're supposed to find one when you get there.
That's where I was going. they're dumping on Evander Kane for bringing somebody he's having a relationship with on the road rather than go on the road solo and then hook up with somebody he's not having a relationship with.
Yeah, you don't do that. No, again, you don't bring your girlfriend. Come on. That's insane.
Yeah, but how is that? But how is that a character issue?
How is it a character
compared
issue?
To guys who hook up on the road in their rooms with women who are not their wives or girlfriends?
Well, let's say we're talking about a single guy who goes on the road. That's fine. And how is that a character issue? Here it is. Here's the deal: when a team goes on the road, you go on with your team. You don't bring your wife because what goes on the road and what happens on the road stays on the road. And guys shouldn't have his wife or his girlfriend there. Is that a character issue as much as it is you're stupid is what it is.
Well, wait a minute. If you're stupid,
stupidity.
First of all, she's not on the team bus. She's not on the team flight, right?
That's stupidity. She shouldn't be in the team hotel. It's stupidity.
But what? Explain this to me that's stupidity, but a married player will hook up with a woman who is not his wife, and that's not stupid?
That's a character issue. That's a character issue is what it is. You want to say it's stupid? And that's someone's personal stuff if they want to do it. you should not bring someone on the road. That's it. You know, and if a guy wants to go run around on the road, that's entirely up to him. But, again, are you going to have 19 other teammates run home and say, oh, God, well, we saw so-and-so doing this? No, but you don't bring your girlfriend.
I understand you don't bring people.
You don't bring
people on the road. But
no,
I just would like to point out that there seems to be some, you know, a little bit of hypocrisy at work here in terms of dumping on the guy's character when some of the people may be complaining about the fact that his girlfriend is on the road have perhaps strayed out of their own relationships while being on the very same road that Evander Kane
was on. Well, he brought that on himself, and you have no evidence of the fact that any of that was going
on.
No, anyway.
I know. I have no evidence, but I know what the code. I know what the code of the road was and is.
Stupid.
I know what the code is.
It's stupid that he brought his girlfriend.
Okay. Bob McKenzie on TSN on Insider Trading seconds ago said the Canadians are, quote, floating Lars Eller and Alexei Yemelin in terms of possible trade.
Yeah.
What do you make of that?
Well, if they're floating it out there, I guess they're looking to see if, is that what happened? You, like, you float your worm out there with the bobber on it, and if you get a bite, and you can reel it in, you reel it in. Who knows? Again, if it's Yemelin and Ella, listen, Lars Eller is never going to be the scorer. I think a lot of people thought he may be, and I think a lot has to do with hockey sense. I like Lars's effort. I never question his effort. He tries his ass off every night. But like I said, when you know you're on a breakaway and you hit the organist in the head, you got some hockey sense problems. And then, honestly, don't get me wrong. I'm joking around here. I love Lars. I do. But, geez, the hockey sense, it hurts him. He can't finish. And I think they're looking for a third-line guy who can maybe give him a little more. I know the effort's there with this kid.
Yeah.
Alexei Yemelin has struggled dearly this year. There's no question about it. But we saw the old Alexei the last couple games.
Yep.
And the game in Boston for sure. And that is sure as hell one guy you will miss if he ends up leaving here and you play Boston in a playoff series, because who else is going to do the hitting?
Yeah, and I know there are fans listening, and there are fans listening who are saying, well, just bring up Jared Tinordi, and that's the role that Tinordi has, and Tinordi can be better, and he won't cost $4 million a year, and just like that, just snap your fingers and Jared Tinordi in the middle of a Boston
Jared
series.
Jared Tinordi will not be able to do what Yemelin does to Lucic. Lucic, and Yemelin takes Lucic right out of the game. And I heard a great quote the other day about Lucic. If the Canadians weren't in, or Yemelin wasn't in Lucic's head, he wouldn't have anything in there.
Knuckles is back with the Seanster. It's like you never left the studio after the first period for Connor McKenna in the box after the first period tonight. Habs and Oilers. Talk to you tomorrow, Chris, in the scrum.
All right, gentlemen. See you.
Melnick in the afternoon. Listen live weekdays from 3 to 7 on TSN 690.